Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
A March rate hike is on the table.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is scheduled to make a speech on Friday in Chicago where she could shed some light on when interest rates could rise. But remarks from a couple of Fed officials could already be preparing us for a rate hike at the upcoming Fed policy meeting on March 14th and 15th. Joining us is Wall Street Journal reporter Michael Derby. Mike, these were top officials at the Fed, namely two Federal Reserve Bank presidents. Who were they, and what did they say?
The two Federal Reserve officials who spoke, one of them was the president of the New York Fed, William Dudley, who also serves as vice chairman of the Interest Rate Setting Federal Open Market Committee. And the other official was San Francisco Fed Chief John Williams, who was once Janet Yellen's research director.
Now let's take them one by one. What did Mr. Williams say? He was speaking in Santa Cruz, California.
Correct. And we've tended to view Mr. Williams as sort of the happy hawk on the Fed. He's been talking up the prospect of interest rate rises for some time, talking about the need to raise interest rates to bring them back to a more normal level in order to stop the economy from potentially overheating. And in the idea, his idea is that if you keep interest rates very low for an extended period of time when the economy is growing well and has a jobless rate that they consider to be close to full unemployment, you run the risk of having inflation take off. That hasn't happened yet, but that's a risk that he'd like to head off. Over recent months, he'd been talking about the need for rate rises. What he did that was a little bit different than the past was he decided to say that a March rate rise should get a serious consideration by Federal Reserve officials. And you will rarely have a time when you have a Fed official say explicitly, like something like, I want something to happen at a specific meeting. So in that, he said that it should get serious consideration. That was a pretty strong hint that he'd like interest rates to go up.
Yeah, he said it was very much on the table. And that's
exactly.
That's putting it pretty specifically. Now, Mr. Dudley, as you said, was a close ally of Fed Chair Yellen. He said, I guess on CNN International, the case for raising rates has become a lot more compelling, and he cited the economy.
Correct. And perhaps even more interesting, last week there were meeting minutes that were released from the most recent Federal Open Market Committee meeting. And those meeting minutes said that many officials were looking to raise interest rates fairly soon. And so in this CNN International interview, they pressed him on that point. And Mr. Dudley didn't go as far as Mr. Williams. And that's not unusual, because usually the higher up in the Fed hierarchy you get, you tend to be a little bit more cautious about sending clues. But he was pressed on that fairly soon. And he added a little wrinkle to it and said that, you know, fairly soon meant relatively soon. And so between him talking about the compelling case for interest rate rises and talking about relatively soon, it does seem that Mr. Dudley wants some kind of action to happen. Perhaps not in March, but they've got a March meeting, they've got a May meeting, then they've got a June meeting. And Mr. Dudley is also pretty sensitive to what market expectations are of interest rates, and the commentary that the Fed officials gave had a big impact on the futures markets for interest rate expectations. So whereas financial markets were putting fairly low odds on a rate rise for March, by the end of the day they were putting better than even odds on an increase. So the comments from Mr. Williams and from Mr. Dudley definitely helped move the needle and really put March in play for a potential interest rate rise.
And aren't the odds up to about 62% now?
The last I checked, yeah, that sounds about right. And that's about where they were at the end of the day. But the odds were quite a bit lower at the start of the day. So those two Fed speeches really were pretty instrumental. And, you know, we don't always get those turning points where, you know, the market shifts like that. But that yesterday was a day like that. And so what a lot of people will be doing now is looking to the speech that Janet Yellen is to give on Friday, and it's on the economic outlook. And if, depending on how strongly she comes out, she could really cement expectations or kind of leave March as a bit of a nail biter. I mean, if she just says, kind of sticks to her past comments and says, you know, the need for rate rises is definitely here, but, you know, not being too specific about timing issues, it could the Friday is the last day Fed officials can speak publicly about the interest rate outlook. So she really does have a good opportunity ahead of this FOMC meeting to clarify what's going to happen at it. Whether she takes the opportunity, we don't know. We'll have to see.
I'm speaking with Michael Derby of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Mike, are three rate hikes still on the table for this year?
According to the Fed's forecast from the December FOMC meeting, the median view of officials, and it's a little bit complicated because these forecasts aren't, it's not an official view of the Federal Reserve. It's what all individual Fed officials expect to happen, and then it's the meeting of that. So they get a little bit sensitive to that, but they are penciling in collectively around three rate rises for the year. The March meeting that's upcoming will be interesting because that gathering also is another time when they update their forecasts. So we'll see if they're still sticking to three or if perhaps they're going to have an even more aggressive outlook. We don't know. One Fed official who spoke recently, Boston Fed Rosengren, who used to be a pretty steadfast supporter of keeping rates low, has really switched gears and wants the Fed to really get in the game of raising interest rates. And he thinks that the Fed needs to pencil in more rate rises than they do right now. So right now the official view or the collective view of officials is looking for three, but that March meeting, they'll update that and we'll see what they do. It's possible, we've had today, we've had inflation data that shows prices are getting back closer to the Fed's 2% price target, maybe even more quickly than some officials thought. So that might give them the grounds to look for a more aggressive course of action.
Michael Derby of The Wall Street Journal, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.